Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, we are scrubbing in. This is Tanya, and we have a very special guest co-host today, and his name is Robbie Yadigar!
So good to be here. Scrubbing in.
So funny. Because I can sense your nerves.
I'm nervous. Listen, it's my third time now.
Uh-huh.
The first couple of times, I was definitely a little bit nervous. I never felt like I was quite myself, but I'm going to try to pull it off today.
You're going to try to be yourself today. Already sense your not selfness.
Let's see. It's early. It's early. We're going to work our way into this.
Yeah. Okay. So I did want to start.
Wait, what am I doing that's not myself, though? Just so I can like be aware of it.
I don't know. It's just like a vibe.
Okay, fine.
Your vibe's a little not
you. Okay, loosen up. Go.
Yeah, loosen up. Maybe I should have had like a glass of wine or something here for you to just like chill you out.
It's a little early for a glass of wine, but
okay, like maybe a beer.
Tequila. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Becca is off this week. She will be back next week. And so I wanted to have, it's been a minute since you've been on, and a lot has happened in our relationship since you've been on. And I just wanted to say it's pretty crazy because we've been together for 4 years and I'm just like still as obsessed with you as I was in the very beginning. Like, I just think it's so cool. I know this is going to sound so cheesy, but I love that I get to like go to sleep next to you every night and wake up with you in the morning. And like, I still get giddy when you come home from work. And like, I hope that that never goes away.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I'm more obsessed with you every day, to be honest. No, I mean that. I feel like our relationship has just grown so much and every phase has had its, you know, things. You go through the honeymoon phase at the beginning and it's like, oh, so exciting and so new and so fresh. And then, you know, now we're at a point where we're just like best friends and we like enjoy like just doing everything together, even if it's doing nothing together. So I don't know, it's grown and it's, yeah.
But it's like grown. Cool because you're here at my work. You know what I mean? So it's like different. It's like my world's colliding and it's like just very exciting. So I'm happy to have you here today.
Happy to be here.
So we're going to start off. I went to the Facebook group as I wanted to ask the scrubbers like what they wanted to, like specific questions they had for you. And so I kind of clumped two things just into the general conversation that we can have first and foremost. And then we can kind of get into the like random questions. But
wait, are we just going straight into questions? We want to talk at all about the engagement shoot from the weekend?
Oh, just like our lives.
I mean, I don't know. Like, okay, do we want to talk about
this man producing the show?
Yeah, look at this. Listen. Wow, really taking the reins.
I mean,
We could definitely talk
about it. I feel like we had a great week, like a really cool weekend.
We did have a really, really cool weekend.
Well, at least a really cool, like the engagement shoot, I think was really, really cool. The rest of the weekend was super chill.
Yeah, but we had, okay, so shout out to Kara Tiller. She is Kara Tiller Photography on Instagram. She crushed it.
She was awesome.
We had the best day. This was Friday, and we did our engagement photos at Greystone Mansion, which is the venue that I'd really like. I really wanted to do it there, and we were having some hiccups on like scheduling it, and I'm so glad that we did them there.
It worked out perfectly. And first of all, let me just say, I've lived in LA and really in Beverly Hills my entire life, and I've driven by that a million times. And never knew that it existed that's what it was.
Yeah.
It is so incredible up there. And it worked out perfectly. We got great weather. Kara was just the best. I mean, her pictures are amazing, but not just that, like the whole experience was, you know, sometimes you take these photo sessions and they're annoying and you're just like, oh my God, here's another picture, but she made it fun. The pics are great. We just had a great time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing all of them because we've only seen a sneak peek so far.
Yeah. Ravi's creative direction was more Rolling Stone, less Bridal magazine.
Yeah. I was more Rolling Stone, more Vogue than Bridal magazine.
And like, I was like, I wanted the happy smiley vibes. And I feel like we had a good combo of both.
We got a good combo of both.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some like really like
sexual ones.
Sexy, like classic. And then we have some more like fun, happy, but they're all great. And some candids are great. I mean, just, I like love the pics.
Yeah. My favorite part was when Kara was like telling you to like get in there. And like, I know you obviously. And I know when like you were actually trying to be like sexual. With me. I was like, my breath smells so bad, and you're like breathing in my ear.
The breath was unfortunate because, because like we had to be so close to each other. And your breath, by the way, has been great recently. No,
you're great like, recently.
No, you went through a phase. You went through a thing where Becca called you out
years ago. Yeah.
Where your breath is a little bit stale from time to time. I think just from talking on the air all day.
Yeah, that's what it's from.
But you've been like, it's been perfect for the past like several years. And then just so happens on that day when we were face to face for hours that it was
bad.
Not great. It wasn't terrible.
You know, when you can smell your own breath. I was like, I can smell my own breath. So I can't even imagine how disgusting
it is. So romantic.
Yeah. Not so fresh.
True fairy tale.
Well, I always bank on the fact that he has no sense of smell.
Well, but that's the other thing. I was just thinking like, have you been good for the past couple of years,
or
has it been my lack of sense of smell?
Right, nobody
because
knows.
Because I think COVID, I really do. I think COVID, you know, it takes away people's sense of taste. It never took away my sense of taste, but I haven't been able to smell anything
for about a year. I think it's your sinuses.
No, I think COVID like took away my sense of smell. And then so it's recently started coming back. So maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. We're gonna have to be on top of this.
Yeah. So that's that. But it was like a really, really fun day. I had so much fun doing that. And
so
it was
fun.
Just really, really great, great memory.
But I wasn't trying to be like actually sexual. You know, I was just trying to like.
Well, I was feeling the vibe. Yeah. Let's go. Right.
Okay. Well, there's definitely some magic.
Yeah. So that was Friday. And then we're really into Jenga. So we've been having like Jenga tournaments with the family.
That's an understatement. Like we have now formulated an entire tournament system, round robin with points to determine who the family champion is. So far, Tanya is currently the champion.
That's right.
But we're in the middle of a tournament. So we're going to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
Tanya has 2 points. I have 1 point so far. Others that shall remain nameless have 0 points, but we'll see. There's still a lot of game left.
There was also a lot of comments and people that don't really want, they just want to get to know like who you are, you know, like who is Robbie? What is he? What, What?
I'm so mysterious.
Yeah. Like, what does he do?
I kind of want to remain mysterious.
Okay, you can remain
mysterious. No. I'll answer whatever questions.
But, like, who you are, what do you do, what makes you tick, where'd you grow up, what, you know, what's, like, the Robbie Adhigar that we know and love?
Well, I mean, I can't, like, do, like, a life story, but, like, I'll answer whatever questions. I mean, okay, so I grew up in L.A., born and raised here, lived here my entire life through high school, went out east for undergrad to the University of Pennsylvania, came back, took a couple years off before going to law school, graduated in 05, started working at big law firms, started my own firm, like 13 years ago now. And here we are. But I know that's not the exciting part. So I'm happy to answer like whatever questions people have.
Okay. Well, we'll get into those questions.
All right.
Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about from the weekend?
No, I think that's it. I think that, isn't that, I mean, that's basically, we did a lot of like Survivor watching with the kids, which is always good.
Did you get video of me snoring?
No, could not. That was the first time I've ever seen it or heard it, I should say. Uh-huh. And in the moment, I was like, I got to capture this. Like, I got to do it. But I was just so tired. I just rolled over and went to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of my biggest life regrets so far.
Yeah. Because in my mind, if you have no evidence, it didn't happen.
No, it happened.
I texted him immediately saying, can you please give me audio of Tony?
Yeah, he told me.
I told her. Yeah. No, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. It's going to happen again.
If you don't have video, it doesn't happen.
So
I'm not a snorer. I sleep like a little kitten.
You do. You sleep like a lot. You do you're just out and then you wake up in the morning.
Correct.
It's quite a sight to see.
Yeah.
But I'm not a snorer. I have snored once.
Oh, yeah. You snore from time to time.
No.
From time
How many
to time?
Times in the years that we've been together have I snored?
Maybe like 100.
This is the biggest lie. This is character assassination.
Okay. You don't got a lawyer on me.
No. Well, that's not. Really 100? Honestly, how many times?
A lot. A lot, yeah. You have
not.
You have
heavy
a deviated
breathing.
Septum.
So
gets a little.
So all right, wait. So quick. So
there.
Tanya comes to me. Where were we? Were we in the Bahamas? So we're on vacation in the Bahamas, and I got really sick. I don't know if you've told this story, but like I ended up getting sick at partial way through the trip, and so you know, she's Googling this and that. And she comes to me one morning and says, do you have a deviated septum? Which I happen to have a deviated septum. I had it for my whole life. And she's convinced that that's causing me to be
sick all the time.
But I'm not sick all the time.
So I'm convinced. I'm trying to convince him to get the surgery so that he can be healthy again.
I had the procedure. It's not even a surgery. I had that done.
The deviated septum
one? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And did it change your life?
Yes.
Really?
I breathe so much easier now than I used to. I snore a lot less than I used to. And it was really not a major problem, the procedure.
Okay. We're going to take a step back here. I do not snore. I'm being somehow framed as a snorer now. That is not, but okay, I'll look into this.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much. That was really all I was looking
for. I used
to
always, my wife would always get on my case because she would see me trying to breathe while eating. Right? Because I couldn't breathe through my nose and I didn't want to chew with my mouth open. So I used to be like... trying to get air into my mouth while I'm eating, but not be gross about it.
This
she's
might
like,
explain my gum chewing that you hate.
Oh my.
Are you an open mouth gum chewer? Do you smack the gum?
And I've stopped chewing gum. And that's one of the reasons I stopped chewing gum is because it drove my wife crazy.
No. You just gotta be free. Be yourself. Don't be shamed. Don't be shamed.
I also don't get it. I don't get gum. I don't eat it. It's fine.
You don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't see the point of it. You chew it, tastes good for 30 seconds. And then it's just a wad of flavorless
saliva.
Grossness in your mouth.
Yeah, it's true. I've cut back on gum. It's true. That is such a good point.
Like when you chew gum, it is so cringe. Mm. Like I cannot stand you. It is repulsive.
I just feel free.
Yeah. It's that. Honestly, I think you're pretty perfect. The when he wears flip flops, you know those people that wear the flip flops and it's like,
yeah, that's why they're called flip-flop.
No, you can walk in a way where they're not flip-flopping
can,
all over.
You but it's really
floor.
Hard. So like, you got to like clench your toes.
Crush-slap every foot.
So irritating. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wait, is that I mean, honestly, like for me, it's so hard to not do that.
Yes, but you can. It's like
very
doable.
You have to like clench your toes and then lift each foot intentionally and place it.
Keep practicing. Yeah. It's going to get easier and easier.
I think that they're on my side on this one.
No.
No?
They're not.
We did hear that person walking behind us in the airport flip-flopping.
So then we get next to this woman behind us flip-flopping for like 2 miles down the airport. And I was like, this is you.
Yeah. I did want to kill her. That's true. That's true. All right. Fair enough.
That's where we're at.
But the gum chewing stays.
Anyway. So that was a little bit about our weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to get the two main things were your perspective on the proposal, like the planning, the how it went, your whole side of the story, and then the promise ring. So we'll get into those two stories when we come back.
And the family meetings.
Yes, correct. The family meetings.
Ready.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They know the feeling, and their authenticity experts live for it.
When that sneaker sole hits the court and hits you right in your soul.
When catching a streetwear drop means everyone else is catching envy.
When that watch seems to stop time, that handbag drops someone's jaw faster than they can say, I want one.
And that shiny piece of jewelry puts you right in the spotlight.
If that's the feeling you're after, satisfy that craving at eBay. That's where the thrill of the find meets that feeling of real.
Go ahead, type it in, anything.
Hit search and boom, you'll know when you find it. Let's call it a real scroll stopper.
Right next to it, you'll see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee. That's how you know it's the real deal, and that's also how you know that eBay's got your back.
They're making sure that authenticity is always in reach, with real experts checking the things you love.
Shop with confidence, knowing that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is authentic through a hands-on, detailed inspection by real people who are real experts and love this stuff just as much as you do.
Sneaker authenticators who make sure each pair is as authentic as it is fresh.
Streetwear experts who know real head to toe. Handbag authenticators who've had a handle on all the details.
Watch experts who know all of the watch outs, and jewelry experts making sure that jaw-dropping piece is jaw-droppingly real.
eBay's authenticity experts are on a mission to make sure when the thing you love arrives, it's as authentic as your style.
All this to say, when you find it on eBay, you found it for real. So hit that buy it now button with confidence. And when it finally hits your doorstep, know that the only thing unreal is the moment you unbox it.
Knowing it's authentic without a doubt, that's something you have to experience for yourself.
At eBay, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach with eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. We are back on this very special edition with my co-host, Robbie Adhigar. That's you.
That's me.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so before we left, we said we wanted your perspective. I got a lot of questions about your side of the, your point of view from the proposal. So the main questions were, well, first and foremost, how did you know that I was the one? And when did you know that I was the one? Then we're going to, they want to know about the planning. Like, when did you know you were going to do it? How you were going to do it? What did my friends and my family say when you told them that you were going to do it? How, like the whole background of it all.
All right. So how did I know you were the one, or like when did, and when did I know you were the one?
How slash when did you know?
Well, I think you kind of, I don't know how to really explain it. I think, you know, when you know, it was a feeling. I do think that, on some level it was like immediate. I think like on our first date, I felt a connection to you that, in hindsight was really, really like, different. I don't think I kind of could understand it at the time that you were the one at the time. But in hindsight, looking back on that feeling and the connection that we had that night, I would say that it could have been kind of instantaneous. But I definitely remember one or two moments, conversations that we had early in our relationship, probably within the first couple months, where like I just felt seen by you in a way that I hadn't felt seen before. And yeah, I remember that feeling really, really well. So that may have been it. It's hard to kind of pinpoint it, but I would say, you know, when you know.
All right. So when you knew, well, this question came up, why could you not, when you knew you wanted to marry me, why could you not answer Becca's percentage question?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. That's not why I was groaning and moaning in here. No, I think it's a weird question. I don't think you answer it until you get on one knee and propose. I mean, if I said 100% in that moment, I think that's kind of lame.
Yeah,
so it's
so kind of
just something
lame.
You don't. I think it's just something that you don't. I personally feel like you don't say before you say it. But also, I was trying to be a little bit cheeky, and I knew kind of what happened to Becca when she answered 95%. So
right.
You know,
stuck with her.
And also, again, there's another layer of my kids, you know, being involved, and kind of how it's communicated to them, and when and where they hear it, and how they hear it. And at that point in time, you know, I was very, 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 very intentional about that, which we can talk about, but. At that point in time, wasn't ready for them to be hearing that I'm 100%, you know, ready to marry you from, you know, people who heard it on a podcast or third parties.
Right.
So that's my answer.
Okay. So when you knew that it was, how did you, what was the planning like behind the proposal? What?
No, nothing.
What was the planning like behind the proposal?
The planning was hilarious. Okay. So first, well, actually it wasn't so hilarious. There's a whole thing. Should we get into the whole? I don't know what you said on the podcast or not said on the podcast, but.
Well, the promise ring comes into play at some point.
Right. So I'm just going to start talking from kind of like the beginning because the proposal was supposed to happen many months before it did. You know, this was an ongoing conversation between Tanya and me. And it was, I was planning to propose originally. In December of the previous year. So before 2023, before New Year's 2023,
right.
Was the plan. And again, without getting into detail, there were some very serious health issues on my side of the family that really kind of derailed things. Everything kind of came down kind of early December. And kind of derailed my plans for that. It just wasn't the right time. There was really a kind of a cloud over, you know, me and emotionally and like my family, and it wasn't right. And so at that point, then it was, and this is how we got to the promise ring, but at that point, then it was like kind of sucked for everybody because I was ready and wanted to propose. Tanya was ready. And expecting it on some level before the end of the year, and then I couldn't, and I chose not to do it for those reasons, and so it was supposed to happen many months sooner. We can get to the promise ring. Do you want to do it now, or do you want to talk about it later? Because like now is the perfect time to talk
go
the phone
ahead,
ring, but we can get to the
phone. Yeah, no, I think it's all good.
All right, so now, and Christmas is coming up.
That's his nervous laugh.
Christmas is coming up. The promise ring story is so funny. Now, then it was not funny. Then it was really sad and very dark,
emotional, yeah.
Very emotional. But now it's really funny. So. She was expecting it basically, and I had to change course and delay it. And so I was like, well, I want to give her something. I want to like give her some indication, even if it's not a full formal proposal, I want to give her some indication that this is coming and she knows why it wasn't happening in the moment again with all the health stuff. So all of it happened relatively quickly again, because everything got derailed kind of early mid-December, and then Christmas was coming up. So I had to kind of figure this all out in a matter of days. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get her a promise ring. She's going to love it. It's, you know, it's going to show the commitment that I'm making to her, even though I can't make it right now. And so I go to my, you know, my local jewelry store in the neighborhood. And I look for rings and I find this gold ring. I'm like, that's the one.
The fact that you saw that and said, that's the one,
I know.
Is scary.
I wasn't in my right. In hindsight, I don't think I was in my right state
mind,
of mind,
yeah.
Because everything that happened was so ridiculous. So I see the ring. I'm like, that's the one. That's perfect.
Yeah, it looks like an aura ring, by the way.
Yeah. It was like this thick man's like ring. It was like way too chunky for her. But then I took a page from Tanya's kind of playbook, and I have a notes page for Tanya, and I had written in my notes page her ring size that I had written down at some point before. I really have no idea when I wrote it down. At some point in our conversations, I like extracted her ring size from her, or so I thought. And so I'm there and I'm at the ring store and I'm working with the lady, and she's like, okay, great. What size do you want? And I look at the notes page and I'm like, size 8. And she brings out size 8.
By the way, that's my shoe size.
I know that.
Okay.
That I know. Right. I have that also. So maybe I did get.
Yeah.
So size 8. So she brings out size 8 and it looked big. And the lady who was helping me was, she was a larger woman and she had large hands. And so she put it on and it like fit her. And I'm like looking at her hands. And I was like, I guess that's her hand size. It looks bigger than her hands, but I guess so. Size 8. All right. So I get it. And I'm going to get it engraved with kind of the four letters that are the foundations of our relationship. And so they're like, okay, you know, if you engrave it, just FYI, you know, at that point we can't exchange it. It's personalized. So that's it. I said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. She's going to love it.
She's going to love it.
Yeah.
I really, in that moment, I was like, she's going to love this. Oh my God. So they engrave it. I pick it up, whatever, in a day or two, and I pack it up and I like hide it, and I'm just waiting to present it to her on Christmas morning. And so we like wake up and I take it out and I give her this whole speech about how, you know, my commitment to her and how much she means to me, and I can't wait, you know, for the rest of our lives together.
Meanwhile, he's holding a box, so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happening,
right?
Yeah.
And and then there's, you know, it's like, but with everything going on, it's not the right time. And so I give her this thing and she takes it out, and the look on her face, it's like Sunny ran away. Like I told her Sunny ran away or something like that. And she was, I'll never forget that look. It was so sad and I was so bummed. But so then she still tried to kind of fake it, like,
yeah,
she
was really sweet.
She was excited.
Yeah.
She was trying to be a good sport about it. But then she like took it out of the box and like tried it on, and it was giant, like
I couldn't even fit it on my...
Fingers couldn't fit in there.
Yeah, like it was only like two fingers. I couldn't even fit it on my thumb. I was just like, did you even think about this? Like, I was like, did you even put any thought into this? Did you find this in a Cracker Jack and like get it engraved?
Of course, you didn't say any of that, but you were just saying all that with your eyes.
With my eyes, yeah.
And then, you know, whatever, we kind of let it go. She was in a kind of bummed out mood for a little while, and I noticed that the ring was nowhere to be seen. She was never wearing it, and so it was kind of sad. I mean, it was really sad.
It was
good intentions behind it.
No girl wants a ring unless it's the ring.
First of all, I don't know about no girl. I don't know about anything. You knew our circumstances were very
I understood.
And so the thought was that, I mean, whatever. In hindsight, it's very funny. And now it's a story that we tell. And I wear the ring on a necklace around my neck.
There it is.
This is on a chain and still like doesn't even come close to fitting me. So now it's a funny story. Good dinner conversation.
Yeah.
With friends.
Yeah, it is very funny with friends.
All's good that ends well.
Yeah. I had it, like I kept it in the box that he gave it to me, and it was just like in our bathroom, and I just never wore it once. And it's just stayed there.
I know. Don't you feel like bad about that now? Like, don't
no.
you feel like...
I don't. I really don't.
He's such a great guy for thinking of me and like wanting to do that for me, and no.
No,
I think
it's so sweet that you wear it now. I bought him the chain that it goes around, and now it's like a part of him. I love that you wear it.
Oh, that is a huge ring. I'm looking at it now. Does it fit you?
I'm saying it doesn't fit me. Like with and this is on
my
a chain
God,
too.
Yeah,
but it's not only big in circumference. It's also look how like
it's yeah, it's really wide.
It's like a wedding band.
It's not a female ring at all. So again, it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be where it is.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right over my heart. Where
exactly,
it belongs.
Exactly. So now that the promise ring has its new home, let's get into the engagement.
Oh, okay. So the engagement was the proposal was delayed for family health reasons. It was it took a while for us to be in the clear of all that and to come out the other side. And as soon as I knew that we were coming out of the other side of that. I started the planning again to make sure that it happened really kind of as soon as made sense. And so it was all full systems go at that point. And I'd already known where I knew I wanted to do it at the Mayborn courtyard or adjacent, because that courtyard means so much to us.
What's so funny about
that? I was just remembering when we were at the Eiffel Tower and like at midnight and you were, the eyes again. I mean, getting from December 2022 to the proposal in September 2023, there was so many disappointments and heartbreaks for Tanya along the way, and so much pressure. I mean, the amount of pressure that I felt at the Eiffel Tower that night, I mean, I wish that upon nobody. But I brought it upon myself too, so I'm not playing the victim here. I mean, definitely. Anyways, so
just the Eiffel Tower. It was the twinkling Eiffel Tower,
at
midnight with the cellist behind us playing all these like Ed Sheeran perfect songs and like all this. Just the most romantic setting that you could possibly imagine.
It was, okay, so then in that moment, I was like, I have an even more meaningful and romantic place to propose to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did. And so the fact that the Eiffel Tower is super romantic, the most romantic place on earth.
Yeah, who wants that?
No, but honestly, you know, how many people get proposed to at the Eiffel Tower every year? Probably thousands.
A lot. Yeah, true.
A little bit cliched. No offense to anybody who gets engaged there. But for me, I had somewhere that was really meaningful to us. And had been planning on doing it there for a while. So anyways, okay. So the plan was to do it at the Mayborn Courtyard. Now we had to figure out dates. And I also, in addition to doing it in a location that I had wanted to do it at, I wanted to make sure that I wanted to have our close immediate family there, and for Tanya, her kind of closest girlfriends who are basically like family, and Brad. And Brad. So now begins the coordination of everybody. The one huge bummer of this was that Tanya's parents were at this point in Serbia for what was going to be 6 months.
Right.
And so, I mean, they were, or maybe 5 months, but it was like half the year. And I said to Tanya, I said, listen, I want to do this. Now that the health stuff is behind us, I want to do this, but I want to give you the option of waiting for when your parents are back, or doing it sooner, because I know how important it is. We both wanted this to happen really soon, and her parents are going to be gone for so long. I mean, listen, if they were gone for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
right.
That's one thing, but they were gone for so long. So we both decided that, we would do it without them there, and we would incorporate them, obviously, and we did. So now it was coordinating with my family, her brother and sister and their families, and the friends. And so first I reached out to the families and kind of tried to throw out a few days and weekends. And it also had to be a weekend that I have the kids, because I wanted my kids to be there and be a part of it. And so, again, we had limited days and times, started a couple text chains, the family was in, and then I reached out to her friends on one big group text, which became titled No Tanya or Not Tanya, or like Tanya with a bunch of X's, so that no one would accidentally spill the beans to her, because we had to keep it a secret. And that was the funniest text chain of all time, because your friends, first of all, they were so excited and so congratulatory, and that was cool, because I didn't, I told them that I was doing it, and a lot of like love and back and forth with them, and I love them like my family too, so it was really, really, really special. And then we had to coordinate days, and so there was one weekend basically that I had narrowed it down to, and it could have been that Friday, that Saturday, or that Sunday. Friday, there were certain people on my family who couldn't make it, and one of her friends. Saturday, everyone could make it, except that she was going to the Jonas Brothers concert with half of that group, with Brad, Sophia, Paulina, so Saturday was in play because everybody could make it, but we would have had to they would have had to not go to the concert. So basically trick her as though they were going to the concert and then bring her to the proposal site. We decided, because we were able to make Sunday work, even though a couple of people had to change their plans, we made Sunday work, which just led to so much comedy, because the night before, as soon as she left for the concert. So what was the plan? The plan was to set up a fake couples massage. I don't know how much everyone knows, so I don't want to should I go over all this stuff?
Well, I mean, they know like how it went down, but it's more just like from your side.
All right. So the plan was to set up a fake couples massage at the Mayborn, which is something that we do from time to time as like a treat to ourselves, kind of like a special date night. So I don't think she would have thought it unusual. So the plan was to set up a fake couples massage, and then really it'd be just a massage for her. And when she went in, then I would go like set everything up, have her come out to. So instead of doing it in the courtyard in the public area downstairs, which is just kind of open to the public, I thought, listen, let's keep this more private. And so there's a terrace on the third floor of the Mayborn right outside the spa that I was able to coordinate with the hotel to use. So how did it all go down? I wanted to have her makeup and her outfit ready for her at the spa when she got out of the massage. So The night before, I have no idea what makeup she uses. And so I had to coordinate with Pau and Sophia to help me pick her makeup. So she leaves for the concert. She's actually on her way to Pau and Sophia's place because they were all going to go to the concert together. And while she was en route to their place, I was on a FaceTime with them showing Pau all of her makeup and all the stuff in the drawers. And she was kind of pointing to take this, take that. No, this, take that. So I took all this stuff and got her dress and her shoes that I selected expertly, if I might add. Yeah, the shoes were perfect.
Excellent.
And I put them in the back of my car along with my suit that I was going to wear for the occasion too. So that was all done Saturday night while she was at the concert. Sunday, again, we had the kids that weekend, so we had to come up with an excuse that they actually helped come up with to get them out of the house so that we could go get our massage, which we would never ordinarily do on a day that we have the kids. So they came up with the plan that they had a school project to do, that they had to kind of interview my parents. So we dropped off at my parents' house for a couple hours to go get massages or so Tanya thought. And it was the kids' job to, once we dropped them off, go get Sunny from our house with my parents, bring them to the hotel so that we can be ready for the proposal. Okay, so that's happening. Now, in the days leading up to it, I had to coordinate with the Mayborn for the massage. So I went up, I'd gone up there kind of a few days prior and coordinated with everyone at the spa, and they were like so cute. So I walk in and they know us because we go there from time to time. So they were so excited to hear that, you know, I was proposing, and it was, you know, three women working behind the desk there, and they were so giddy and they loved being involved with it. It was so cute. And so they were in on the plan. They knew that when we got there, they had to do an Oscar worthy performance and pretend like the couple's massage room was out of service for, you know, whatever reason. They can come up with a reason. And so we show, we show up. We go into our respective locker rooms. We put on our robes. We go down into the waiting area, which is where you wait for the masseuses to come get you for the massage. Oh, sorry. When we check in, I'm with Tanya, and we're there for a couple of massage, and they say that there's some sort of water leak or something in the massage room, and they're so sorry, and we can't do it. And Tanya was like, actually way more upset about that than I thought she would be. I figured she'd just let it go. But she was kind of putting up a little bit of a, you know, that's too big. Is there any way we... And I'm like, no, it's fine, whatever. We don't talk during the massage anyway. Okay, fine. Get past that part. Go downstairs, you know, change into our robes, go downstairs, wait for the masseuse. The masseuse comes down. There's a whole other part that I forgot. So I'm coordinating with the hotel to have the terrace available for us, and I'm emailing the lady at the hotel the week or so before, and I had somehow communicated the wrong date. So the day of, I had communicated the next Sunday. So the day of the proposal, I'm like, everything it was like planned perfectly. I reach out to the girl and I'm like, hey, we're just want to make sure everything's set for today. And she responds back, oh no, I have you guys down for next weekend. And the spa also had the massage down for the next weekend. So at the last second, I'm like, oh man, after all this, like, this isn't going to work out. But they made it work. The massage started a little bit late. Okay, all good. A little bit of a sweat there. So she goes in for her massage. I like run up, change into my suit, run to the car. I run up, change into my street clothes, run to my car, which is across the street in a parking lot, get her dress, her makeup, my suit, her shoes, run back to the spa, give them her stuff to put in her locker, change into my suit. I also had written this handwritten note to Tanya that basically said, you know, it's been a long journey, but we're finally here. You know, take your time, your clothes and everything and makeup are waiting for you in the locker. Take your time, get ready.
That was a question from somebody, like, why did you tell me that we were getting engaged instead of just like
doing it? Well, because, right. Okay. Well, I mean, I could have done it either way, but I wanted you to like get dressed and do all that and come out kind of before I said that to you. I felt like it was still a huge surprise and would build up like a lot of anticipation. And then you would see me for the first time. Yes, knowing that this was happening, but still not knowing that everybody was there and still not knowing anything else. Right. So it was, to me, it seemed more like romantic, more magical, more like fairy tale-y to do it that way. I thought the note was kind of like a really cute like touch, actually, rather than me waiting for you. Or like, I could have come in after the massage instead of the masseuse and like surprised you. But then that's weird. Then what? Then now, like, what happens for while you're getting ready? I'm just like waiting there, like
just awkward. On your phone.
Yeah, on my phone. So exactly. So
I loved it. You sacrificed a moment. Right? You didn't have a recording of her seeing that note and crying and all that stuff, but that's good. She got to do that on her own. She knew it was coming.
Yeah, that was like a weird, I think it was like 20 minutes that I was in there, and that was like a weird, because it was like, I knew it was happening. I like wanted to text everybody, but then I also wanted to like get ready really fast, and then I'm like crying, and I'm trying not to cry, and like, it was like such a crazy.
I never would have thought to do it that way. It's really cool. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the whole thing. Yeah. I get chills thinking about it.
Yep, it was like, fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun. And the masseuse, who like apparently the masseuse was crying.
Oh, Tanya, yeah, we were both crying.
The good news is the Tanya's crying didn't stop. So we got the crying. You know, we still got a lot of the crying.
Yeah, the crying definitely did not stop. Yeah, that was brutal.
Okay, so now everybody, her brother, her sister, brother-in-law, their kids, my mom, dad, kids, Sonny, brother, my sister-in-law, their three kids, and then Raquel, Pau, Sophia, Brad, Becca, Haley, we're all out on the terrace, and we're all hanging out now for what was probably close to 45, even maybe close to an hour, because we were up there while she was getting most of her massage. Then she got out, and then she took forever to like compose herself and get ready and come out. And it was just hilarious because Pau had the brilliant idea of getting us a direct text line with the people in the spa. So they're texting us play by play. Oh my gosh, she's crying. She's crying more. She's still crying. There's a lot of she's crying. And then finally, okay, she's getting dressed. She's crying again. Okay, she's good, whatever, she's coming out. So finally, like, we have everyone hide in the corner, basically, where they couldn't be seen when she was coming out. And I had a photographer there as well to capture the moment, which initially I was planning it to be Becca, but thank God they talked me out of it, really. Becca was very like subtle about it in the group text, but she was like, are you sure you don't want to get it? And Sophia, you know, Sophia also was like, here's the name of my photographer, just in case you want to use a photographer. I was like, okay, I get the message, guys. So guy had a great photographer. And so he was up there with us taking pictures before she came out, and then really, you know, caught the moment of her walking out. And the way it was set up was I was like probably 200 feet or so away from when she first walked out. And so there's like this long walk from her to kind of where I was standing, which was, I thought, again, so like awesome. It was really special because it was like a build up for her, a build up for me. And then when she got there, I had a lot to say, apparently way more than I thought. I didn't realize it was four and a half minutes?
5 minutes.
Almost 5 minutes. in my head, it was like 30 seconds. I think I blacked out, but
I definitely blacked out.
You had no idea what was going on.
No.
I know you had no idea what was going on. Yeah, because like, I remember certain things that I said, and it was just like, she was just no response. So got on my knee, proposed. We had our moment together. And then then the plan was to have my kids and Sonny come out first. So they like, so I waved them over. They ran out. And then after they ran out and we had our kind of family moment together, everybody else ran out holding signs and we hugged and we took pictures. And then we had a champagne and hors d'oeuvre kind of party waiting for us at this restaurant downstairs attached to the Mayborn Courtyard, which was also just perfect. We had the whole place to ourselves. it was just so chic and so nice, and the food was great, and it was just such a great vibe and great energy with just the people that kind of are closest to us there with us to share in that moment. And just a day that I will never forget for the rest of my life.
Yeah, never forget. And like, you forgot this, well, you weren't there, but when we were at the Jonas Brothers show, Kevin Jonas asked me, he's like, "Where's your man?" I was like, "He's at home with the kids." And he's like, "When's he gonna propose?" And I was like, "Who knows, any day now." And like, Brad and everybody
knew.
And they put up some good poker faces.
Well, the texts that were going, I wish I could like go back and read some of these texts. I'd have to take a minute to look for them. But the texts that were going around in the group chat, even that night while you guys were at the Jonas Brothers concert, hilarious. Brad is hilarious, but everyone was so great. And all great liars. Your friends really did a good job. Yeah, really did a good job.
Really scary, actually.
Yeah.
But so cute.
No, it was amazing. Yeah, it was all really out of love. I mean, those are the best kind of surprises.
My favorite was that Paulina screen recorded the FaceTime that you guys did picking out the makeup. And that was so cute, like watching the FaceTime with like you and them picking out.
Oh, wait, but we forgot. I totally screwed up the makeup at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was literally not anything that I use on a regular basis, which made me realize I need to clean out my stuff. Like, I was like, why do I have all this if I'm not using it?
Yeah, but I think it was my fault. I don't think it was Paulina's fault, because I had a bag with the makeup, and then I had to transfer that bag into another bag, and I think I left some of the key.
No, you had to take a picture of it or something because you needed to leave it there because I was doing my makeup for the next morning.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever.
It was crazy.
Details.
But it worked. It all worked out even better than I could have imagined and hoped. It was so great.
It was really special.
Is there anything that we're missing from that? I feel like whatever comes back to me, I'll...
No, I think that's pretty much it in terms of the proposal. There are some other questions that people had that were kind of random that I wanted to kind of spitball at you. Should we do that now or should we do that when we come back? Okay, we'll do it when we come back. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They know the feeling, and their authenticity experts live for it.
When that sneaker sole hits the court and hits you right in your soul.
When catching a streetwear drop means everyone else is catching envy.
When that watch seems to stop time, that handbag drops someone's jaw faster than they can say, "I want one."
And that shiny piece of jewelry puts you right in the spotlight.
If that's the feeling you're after, satisfy that craving at eBay. That's where the thrill of the find meets that feeling of real.
Go ahead, type it in, anything.
Hit search and boom, you'll know when you find it. Let's call it a real scroll stopper.
Right next to it, you'll see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee. That's how you know it's the real deal, and that's also how you know that eBay's got your back.
They're making sure that authenticity is always in reach, with real experts checking the things you love.
Shop with confidence, knowing that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is authentic through a hands-on, detailed inspection by real people who are real experts and love this stuff just as much as you do.
Sneaker authenticators who make sure each pair is as authentic as it is fresh.
Streetwear experts who know real head to toe. Handbag authenticators who've had a handle on all the details.
Watch experts who know all of the watch outs, and jewelry experts making sure that jaw-dropping piece is jaw-droppingly real.
eBay's authenticity experts are on a mission to make sure when the thing you love arrives, it's as authentic as your style.
All this to say, when you find it on eBay, you found it for real. So hit that buy it now button with confidence. And when it finally hits your doorstep, know that the only thing unreal is the moment you unbox it.
Knowing it's authentic, without a doubt, that's something you have to experience for yourself.
At eBay, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach with eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
So another big question was they want to hear about wedding planning, which I feel like might just have to be a whole nother podcast because we don't have the time for that today.
I'd love to hear a podcast on wedding planning, to be honest, because we need some help. But
we did have like a moment, like we just got paralyzed. Like we're like, we know what we want. We just don't know how to like get there, essentially.
We don't really know what we want. We know we have a few ideas. We have a couple ideas with two very different places we may want to do it.
Right.
We don't know exactly how big it can be or should be or we want it to be. Depends on kind of where we're doing it. So yeah, there's all these pieces that need to fit together, but I think we're slowly narrowing it down. We had a great call with someone this weekend.
Yeah.
And the process is starting to gain a little bit of traction. Mm-hmm. Although we should have a planning conversation another time. But so after the call we had this weekend, I said to you, I was like, I feel really good about that. I feel like we're finally making progress. And you're like, no, I feel like we took two steps back. And I don't understand, like, what happened? Why did we take two steps back?
Because I just feel like there's just, I guess what I didn't realize after we got engaged was like, there's so much opportunity and there's so many things that you can do and not do. And like all the decisions are like so debilitating in a little bit of a way for me. So I feel like I got even more options over the weekend that I was like, oh my gosh.
I think the big takeaway that I took from, so here, I guess for sake of this discussion, let's talk about like where we're at in the process. We have.
Well, I was going to save it for a different podcast.
I know. Oh, even just this problem. I'm just like high level. All I'm saying is like we're undecided between, you know, doing it at home or doing it abroad, basically. And so that's like a big decision. And you know, how many people are invited is going to be dependent on where we do it, and all that. And so I think the big step that we took this weekend was I think we put a plan in place to determine what it's going to look like in location A
and what it's going to look like in location B.
And then once we have a better idea of that, then we can pick and go. And that's what I think we're going to do.
Yeah.
And also the thing that I took away that I thought was good is that I'm pretty confident based on that conversation that dates, like getting a location abroad, like a venue abroad on the dates that we want them, is not going to be impossible, even though it's a short notice.
Yeah, which is so crazy.
I don't think so. I think
getting venues in the U.S. is insane.
It's crazy. Yeah, no, I think that's what I'm saying. So we've been under the impression that it's going to be impossible because in the U.S. it's impossible. People plan them out like 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, where we want to potentially do it, it's not. So that's great.
Yeah. Good news. So more on that to come. But these are going to be kind of like rapid fire. So do you know what that means, babe?
Do I know what rapid fire means?
Yeah.
What does rapid fire mean? Of course I know what rapid fire means.
Oh, okay. So these are like just like quick off the cuff, like what your answer is, okay? So like you don't have to think too hard, right?
Well, it's rapid fire.
It's rapid fire. So it's like rapid fire.
So fast fire.
Fast answers.
Right. Fast.
Green flags to look for on a date. So these are women in the Facebook group asking like from your perspective.
Green flags are harder to answer than I think red flags. I think red flags are easier to answer, but green flag, I think, listen, if anyone has read
rapid fire,
kindness, smiling and kindness.
Okay, great. Ashley wants to hear your thoughts on the NFL teams left and who is he rooting for and how did his fantasy do this year?
Damn. So the Rams are my number one team and they got beat last night by the Lions. My second team, because I went to school in Philadelphia, are the Eagles. So I'm definitely rooting for the Eagles. I wouldn't mind seeing the Lions do well. They're, you know, they've had a tough run of it, so they're kind of a feel good team for me to do well also.
Okay, your favorite.
Oh, and how did I do in fantasy? Is that another part of the question?
Yeah,
we had a great season. Thank you for asking. Ended in disappointment. We were definitely at one point of the season a top or a top two, you know, the top or the top two team. Made the playoffs, won the first round of the playoffs, and then just got destroyed in the second round by George Pickens. So it happens. We'll be back next year, stronger.
Yes, cannot wait for next year.
Yeah. Well, the good news is football's not over this year, so we still have more.
Yeah.
But
yeah, what a time to be alive.
So you don't have to wait.
Kirby wants to know your favorite Survivor player of all time.
So Tony's my favorite. I feel like he's the best reader of people. He's hilarious. I don't like how impulsive he is, but I think he's just hilarious and amazing, and it works for him. I do love Ozzy. I think Ozzy is just like a great all-around guy in every way. I love Suri. I think Suri is very underrated. I hated Suri at first, but Suri is a freaking genius. And despite not being physically imposing, despite being terrible at challenges, she is a genius and can manipulate. That season that Poverty ended up winning, Fans versus Favorites is like 30 years ago. Not so much was fun. But that season that Poverty ended up winning, everyone was giving Poverty all the credit, but Suri was pulling all those strings.
Yeah.
And the fact that the things that she was doing, just remarkable, always with a smile on her face. So I love Suri. And then, underrated that no one talks about maybe, Cody and Jesse, the duo from I think season 43. Jesse is probably my favorite player.
Because remind me?
Cody was like, if season 43, Cody was like kind of that like surfer dude guy, not surfer dude, but like,
yeah.
He had like the kind of a mullety type thing. And then Jesse was like the Hispanic guy who's like, he spent time in prison.
I'm watching that season right now, so no spoilers.
Great season.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jesse, one of my favorite players ever. So those are my answers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What did you whisper in my ear during our engagement photos?
Tatiana's been a bad girl. I also said normal nice stuff, but had to keep it fun.
Okay. What have you learned since living with me full time?
That if dishes remain even rinsed in the sink for more than 30 seconds, that you're a despicable slob. And what else? That's number one.
It's facts. Victoria wants to know, what do you predict my dress is going to look like for our wedding?
Mermaid style. So kind of like fitted. I don't really know how to describe it, but like fitted around the waist. Maybe a little bit looser towards the bottom. And then...
the fact you know that's mermaid is pretty good.
what do you call it? Like, what do you call it when it's
tube
like...
Tube top, strapless.
It's definitely strapless, I think. But like tube top or like, yeah.
Somewhere. Corsetti?
Corsetti, yeah, corsetti. But not too much cleavage. I just think corsetti.
Mm-hmm. Right, like I'm going to be classy. Classy bride.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then everybody, a lot of people, but Courtney in particular, wants to hear your perspective on the family meetings.
This is a rapid fire question.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, listen, I'm all about communication. I think communication is the key to any relationship. The problem is that, and maybe this goes back to what have I learned from living with Tanya? Tanya wants to communicate all like every, we have like hourly check-ins, not really, but like daily we're having like substantive kind of like family meeting type conversation. So when she came to me, she was like, we should have a weekly family meeting, and she had actually proposed like renting office space for it or something. I mean, really, this is not a joke. She's like, the thing is that Tanya gets a lot of her life inspiration from Instagram, and so there was like, I just kept forwarded stuff nonstop. She forwarded like something from this couple that rents an office space at WeWork. It was like a whiteboard.
But that's their year planning. So that's like every year on New Year's Eve.
So I love a family meeting, but we do it my way now. We go to a bar and we have some wine and we have some dinner and we have a family meeting, but it's good. It's really important. I do think it's important to kind of check in and set your either weekly, monthly, or whatever kind of goals. And then we're also trying to figure out a good shared app that we can use to kind of actually stay on top of that.
I got a lot of suggestions from the podcast last week that I'll share with you.
Great.
And then I feel like it's too there. This is too long to get into. So maybe we'll say this for another time, but a lot of people wanted advice, on your experience of dating with kids. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can write a book on that.
I'm not an expert.
I wouldn't say that in that way, but like, it's the most important thing that I can. It's like, you know, it's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing. It's amazing, but it's also very difficult because when you don't have kids and you're dating, you can really just think about yourself, and it's so, you know, that's, you can't do that when you have kids. You have to think about yourself, but you also have to think of them. And so it just adds a whole other layer to everything, you know, to everything. I mean, not so much dating. I mean, yes, dating is one thing, but as you get more serious, you know, all the questions, when do you introduce, you know, this, the person you're dating to your kids? Okay, now you're ready to get engaged. When do you talk to your kids about that? How do you talk to your kids about that? What do you say about that? If the person's going to move in with you, how do you broach that conversation? What role should this person have in your kids' lives on a day-to-day basis? Should they be in a position to, you know, be a quote unquote disciplinarian or tell them to do things and not do things? And so all of it is so important. And, you know, again, I think I could talk about it. I can write a book, like I said. I think that, and I'm happy to talk about it in more detail, or if there's a specific question that we want to answer there. But I just think that having to, you know, taking their feelings into consideration is the key to the whole thing. And I think that hopefully most parents do that. Probably not every parent does that. It's hard, but that's the most important thing.
All right.
In a nutshell.
We do have a game that we are going to play.
Well, it was Robbie's idea, this game.
Yes, this game did come from your very own brain.
Oh, the Facebook game?
Yeah, it's going to be called, we're going to call it Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, yeah.
So Mark can explain the premise of the game.
I sure will, right after this.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They know the feeling, and their authenticity experts live for it.
When that sneaker sole hits the court and hits you right in your soul.
When catching a streetwear drop means everyone else is catching envy.
When that watch seems to stop time, that handbag drops someone's jaw faster than they can say, I want one.
And that shiny piece of jewelry puts you right in the spotlight.
If that's the feeling you're after, satisfy that craving at eBay. That's where the thrill of the find meets that feeling of real.
Go ahead, type it in, anything.
Hit search and boom, you'll know when you find it. Let's call it a real scroll stopper.
Right next to it, you'll see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee. That's how you know it's the real deal, and that's also how you know that eBay's got your back.
They're making sure that authenticity is always in reach, with real experts checking the things you love.
Shop with confidence, knowing that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is authentic through a hands-on, detailed inspection by real people who are real experts and love this stuff just as much as you do.
Sneaker authenticators who make sure each pair is as authentic as it is fresh.
Streetwear experts who know real head to toe. Handbag authenticators who've had a handle on all the details.
Watch experts who know all of the watch outs, and jewelry experts making sure that jaw-dropping piece is jaw-droppingly real.
eBay's authenticity experts are on a mission to make sure when the thing you love arrives, it's as authentic as your style.
All this to say, when you find it on eBay, you found it for real. So hit that buy it now button with confidence. And when it finally hits your doorstep, know that the only thing unreal is the moment you unbox it.
Knowing it's authentic without a doubt, that's something you have to experience for yourself.
At eBay, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach with eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back.
What I was told was Robbie found a very humorously odd post on the Facebook group, and he said this would be fun if you guys came up with real and phony Facebook posts from the scrubbing and Facebook group, and he and you had to decide which is the lie, which is the made-up post.
Right.
Yeah. The posts in that group are... That Facebook group is my... I've said this before, is my favorite thing on social media, and some of those posts are so... just outrageously amazing that it's hard to believe they're true. So I think this would be a fun game to play. Okay,
so here we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
You ready to play?
Ready.
All right. You guys can compete against each other, I guess, if you disagree.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah.
It's competition.
Have we got some most
friendly competition?
Yeah. Unless we think it's the same one.
Well, then is there only one?
I have three rounds.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh,
so
that'll wow.
be, so we'll see.
Oh, wow, okay.
Maybe we write our answers down on a piece of paper so you don't...
Oh, smart. Oh, now, I love that. Here you go.
Tanya likes to steal my ideas.
Yeah. Do you have a post-it over there?
I have a...
Okay, yeah, great. All right, here we go. Number one, which of these is made up? A.
See?
Sorry.
They're...
A. I think my boyfriend is using a strap-on dildo on me and pretending it's his real penis. B. I dumped a guy recently because he said he was going to wait until morning to shower. C. My boyfriend is pansexual and hooked up with his friend Brandon not long before we met. One of those is fake. The other two were posted on the Facebook group.
It's not this one. Okay.
All right. We'll reveal answers. Tanya, you may go first.
My answer was B.
The dumping a guy because he did not shower. Promptly. Okay.
No,
and Robbie?
Mine is the strap-on dildo and pretending it's his own thing.
The made-up post is, my boyfriend is pansexual and hooked up with his friend Brandon before we met.
Oh, my God.
So you're both... wrong.
Wow, no points awarded.
I feel like if we have time, we should delve into the dildo one, because that is a real post. Where is it? I got it somewhere here.
How did that even happen?
I'll find it and
we'll
get
into it.
See, this
is a great game. Wow.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was going to be easier than this.
Yeah, no, not so easy.
All right, next up. Which of these is fake? A. My boyfriend and his mom kiss each other on the lips. Is that normal? B. Are we being sold 3D printed meat from China in grocery stores? C. My bestie and I were talking about being choked in the bedroom. We both think it's hot as hell. Is there something wrong with us?
Oh, they're gonna give me a second here. I mean, it's gotta be.
So, I have my answer too.
All right, great. You're going first this time, Robbie.
I'll go first. I think that the mom kiss is very believable. I know a lot of people who do that. I personally think it's a little bit odd, but okay. So my answer, and also like the choke thing sounds very realistic to me. So I'm going with the 3D meat from China.
Okay. All right.
Tanya? I also picked the 3D meat from China.
The fake post was, my boyfriend and his mom kiss each other on the lips. Is that normal?
What?
These are good.
I found that elsewhere.
I feel like I saw that
somewhere. Mark,
you might have seen that on Slate. I stole some of these from Slate, the ones that are fake and not in the scrubbing.
Slate?
Well, there you go. I guess you didn't find
it
there.
No, I didn't find it there.
The other ones are legit. All right. And finally, so it's still anyone's game. Still 0-0.
It all comes down to this.
A, my urine sample for work looked cloudy, and my boyfriend smokes a lot of marijuana. We had sex the night before. Is that what happened? B. My boyfriend and I take a post-dinner walk every night. He sometimes pauses to take a dump on the side of the road. He has a hard time planning his potty schedule. Or C. I caught my in-laws doing it in our guest bedroom this weekend. The door was partially open.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Do I go first?
Come on. I'm going to...
No, he doesn't have an answer yet.
I got to say anything about this, because now I'm starting to figure out how Mark is thinking.
Ah, yes. So it's marijuana urine sample, post-dinner walk, dump, in-laws doing it.
Is it me?
No, it's Tanya. Go ahead.
I went with B, the post-walk dump.
Post-walk dump, all right.
I think post-walk dump is way too obvious, so I went with C, the in-laws doing it.
Okay. The fake post is... My boyfriend and I take a post-dinner walk every night, and Tanya is the winner.
No, good job, babe. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
I never win anything on this podcast.
I found that one in some old Reddit thread. But yeah, that the in-laws one is a good one, because the way she describes it, she says, my in-laws were in the guest bedroom. They're in their mid-70s. Sweet older couple, married close to 50 years. The first night they were here, I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I heard what sounded like the washer out of balance. Lots of loud slamming. I stepped out of my room, and sure enough, it was my father-in-law just knocking the bottom out of my mother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
The door was even partially open.
Honestly, good for them.
Good for them at 70-something.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a beautiful story.
And let me give you the other one, too. I'm pretty sure my boyfriend's been lying to me our entire relationship. The first time we had sex, his penis felt different, so I was confused because the skin didn't move and it was pretty big. Lately, I've been noticing he's been going to the bathroom before and after sex. I also found a dildo in the bathroom, and he said that was his ex's and he didn't want me to touch it, but now it's all making sense to me. He did tell me he was born with both female and male parts and needs one more surgery, but why would he be using a dildo if that's the case? I'm very confused. What makes it worse is that at one point we thought I was pregnant and he got my hopes up, but now it seems like that was impossible.
Oh my God.
That is fascinating.
That's wild.
That also seems sad.
There's a sadness element to it too, from both sides.
Yeah.
But I guess if he's admitted that he's going through this genital transition, I guess. Why would he hide the dildo?
If he admits
you're so open and honest.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like not such a far jump to just admit that.
Right. You need that.
I mean, this is 2 years ago, so I don't know that she's looking for advice, but there you go.
No, That's very
interesting. And thank you, Crystal, for helping me compile some of these.
Yes, thank you, Crystal.
Interesting
posts.
Yeah, very fun. Good job. Robbie. Good job, babe. Keep them coming.
Well, I mean, I lost. You won.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And we're all winners, really.
Always. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're the real winners. I wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I know you're a busy, busy man. Anybody has any law questions or concerns, you can hit him up at yadagarlawpc.net.
Oh, wow. A plug.
Net.
What is it?
yadagarlawpc.com.
Hit him up at yadagarlawpc.com.
I know I'm old, but I'm not that old.
And I just love having you here. Like I said, we've been together for over 4 years, and I feel like it's just the beginning. I just get giddy to go to sleep with you, wake up with you, and now having you in here. It's very, very fun. So thank you for taking the time. And hopefully you'll scrub in soon.
Me too, baby. Love you.
Love you all. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.